在从昨天已失在那么发的摩根кто всю в душі плаче слізний гар я чи це все вина вона це моя плаче самота сльози гар я чи пролива хоч схоблю душу ви Рити мушу, бо ще не завела. Це не є любов, це тільки мрія чарівна. Це не є любов, це лиш мана. Не лелі надій, що це віки триватиме. Не лелі надій, це все мене. Навіщо жоче дурити щастям тим, це тільки схуда, це ще з нею, як той дим, разом з ним, так щезаєш ти.
Was Olya Fritz from Turnbull, Connecticut, opening our program with a tune from her CDs, Hadai, Remember. And that was Tsenaya Lubo, This Isn't Love, done up for you in a very American-style bluesy form. Again, Olya Fritz with Tsenaya Lubo. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос». Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, also known by my Ukrainian name, Pavlina, and I'm so glad to have you with me here on Nash Holos, and do hope you'll enjoy our time together. So, welcome, Vitayu. We have another great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair. Judy Hunenenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley will talk about cibulia, which means onions in Ukrainian. Vasil Pavlovsky will be by with another cultural capsule, and Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa has another Chesnalebe Did You Know feature, just especially for this occasion. And since this past Sunday, July 4th, was American Independence Day, this week's program will feature music in honor of that important holiday for many Nash Holos listeners. A lot of the tunes will be by Ukrainian-American artists or on some sort of American theme. As well, Ukraine celebrates Ivana Kupala right about now, and that'll be the ancient fertility rites associated with the summer solstice. Of course, that's coming a couple of weeks late, but it's celebrated in Ukraine according to the old calendar, the Julian calendar. And that just provides a very convenient excuse for Ukrainians to have double the fun with various celebrations. But right now, back to the American theme, and this is a Canadian group from Edmonton. They are called Migrena, which actually means migraine. Nice name. Anyways, it is from their CD called Beauty Is Not Contagious, and it is a traditional Ukrainian folk song like the one that just opened our program, done in a Ukrainian, or rather American bluesy style, and virtually indistinguishable as a Ukrainian folk song. It is called Piedmanula. Here they are now, Migrena.
Thank you. medilog, idem radom na barvinog. Ja prišao, tebe nema, pidmanula, pidla. Ja prišao, tebe nema, pidmanula, pidla. Iskazala su Viktoru, počinuješ razum zoru. Ja prišao, tebe nema, pidmanula, pidla. Ja prišao, tebe nema, pidmanula, pidla. Pidmanula, pidla. Ja prišao, tebe nema, pidmanula, pidla. Ja prišao, tebe nema, pidmanula, pidla. Pidmanula, pidla.
Te skazala što će se, idem razom na space. Ja prišao, tebe nema, pidmanula, pidla. Ja prišao, tebe nema, pidmanula, pidla.
The English-Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English-Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net.
Тебе та єш, чия єш щаслива, чи ja šte ljublju tebe. Či može ja bi volila inčoho dla sebe. Tvoji temni kari oči ja umrijak ujavljala. Tvoje srce laskave mene začaruvalo. Ti na mene jedina i virna ljubav, ja to od tebe čekala. Ti daleko ju daroju da mene prišlo. Dla mene inšoho nema. Starosti ja ne boju se, jak dobro ti zi mnoju. Moje життя ja хочу прожити, лежим з тобою. Ти для мене єдина і вірна любов, я до тебе чекала. Ти далекою дорогою до мене прийшов. Для мене іншого нема. Ти для мене єдина і вірна любов, я довго тебе чекала. Ти далекою дорогою до мене прийшов. Для мене іншого нема, ні для мене іншого нема, ні для мене іншого нема.
And an original composition by Ukrainian-American songstress Sonia from her CD Vid Shcheroho Serdetsya From the Heart, that was Inchoho Nema, No Other. And up next, another Ukrainian-American songstress who unfortunately is no longer with us. Her name is Kvitka Sisik. She did very kindly leave behind a couple of recordings of her work, and this next number is from her second, called Two Colors. And here she is now with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oy na svite mishchenku, A Song to the Moon.
І не світи місяченьку, не світи нікому, тільки світи миленькому, як іде додому, як іде.
Світив місяць світ.
й зайшов за хмари. А я бідна гірко плачу, зрадив мене мій.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Hanenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Onions are used in cooking in practically every country in the world. In Ukraine, where it is called cibulya, onion has long been considered one of the most indispensable vegetable flavorings. Onions come in many varieties, varying in shape, size, weight, color, and pungency. The cause of the onion's strong smell and flavor is a volatile oil rich in sulfur compounds. Because it causes crying without real cause, in Ukrainian folklore, the cibulya is a symbol of hypocrisy. She rubbed her eyes with onions is said about someone who pretends to cry. A tip to remember to avoid tears, which are nonetheless real, peel onions under running water. In the meantime, here's a recipe for onion salad, courtesy Savella's Ukrainian Deli in Winnipeg. This salad is always a pleasant surprise to skeptics who think of onions only in terms of its strong flavor and smell. It's tangy and crunchy and an absolute delight to the taste buds. It's really quite simple. All you do is marinate sliced onions in a sweet and sour brine overnight, then dress it up. For this brine, you will need a half a cup of water, a half a cup of vinegar, 3/4 cups of sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. Use sweet onion and slice it very thin. A bit of red onion adds nice color. The brine keeps for a long time in the fridge, so you can make the salad in smaller batches if you like. Bring the brine ingredients to a boil to dissolve the sugar. Cool, then pour over onion slices. Allow to marinate for at least 5 hours or overnight. Remove onion from brine and drain well. Toss gently with mayonnaise to taste and sprinkle with celery seeds. До побачення and смачного!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Hanenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio. If you have any recipes that you'd like to share with Nash Holos listeners and you're handy with a microphone and recording equipment, please drop me a line at producer@nashholos.com. Let's talk. Up next is the Kapella Banduristu imena Tarasa Shevchenka, the Ukrainian Bandurist Kapella, and they are from the Detroit area. Their headquarters are, and this group actually has members from all across North America, including many Canadians. And they recently released a CD called 1659, and on it is a tune very apropos for our theme, American Independence Day. Here they are now, the Kapella Banduristu imena Tarasa Shevchenka, with America the Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesties, patriot dream that lasts beyond. cities gleam, undimmed by human tears.
You're listening to Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network.
Ова, от тобі заручені без музик. Це мене, щоб ти скид, де ж твої музики? Ой, тут, хлопці, сюди, сюди, давайте, давайте. Ha ha ha!
another blast from the past comes to us from a very well-known Ukrainian-American fiddler. His name is Pavlo Homenyuk, and this number comes from a CD called King of the Ukrainian Fiddlers, New York, 1925 to 1927, the early years. And incidentally, Pavlo Homenyuk is listed as one of America's most famous fiddlers. And this recording, actually all of his recordings originally were done with, or released rather, with the OK record label, which was in operation from 1916 to 1936-ish, or 35, somewhere around there, and is now managed and owned by the Sony Corporation. But at that time, it was quite a groundbreaking record label, and some of the more well-known names to the American public would be Louis Armstrong and Duke Wellington, or Duke Ellington, rather, that were recorded with that label. Again, that was Pavlo Homenyuk from King of the Ukrainian Fiddlers, and that was Zaruchene, the engagement celebration, and that was kind of a common outcome from the event that Vesel Pavlovsky is going to tell you about right now on Cultural Capsule.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. As I was finishing up my third degree back in 1990, I was presented an opportunity to travel to Ukraine under a special invitation from a progressively thinking students organization, Studentskie Bratstvo of the city of Lviv. On July 1st, I, together with five other Canadian students, boarded a plane in Toronto, and on Canada's national holiday, we celebrated in Gander, Newfoundland, Shannon, Ireland, and finally with a landing in Kiev, capital of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic. In fact, there was one leg of that journey that my father had traveled in the opposite direction. It was from Shannon to Gander, and he was in fact the same age as I was when I was making that trip in 1990. But it was happening 38 years earlier for different reasons, and the times were definitely changing. When we arrived in Kiev, it was hot and humid, and getting train tickets to Lviv wasn't going to be simple. It appears that there were no train tickets to Lviv, and our hosts had to use their political contacts in parliament to get the 8 tickets we needed to get to Lviv. As a result, we spent about 3 days in Kiev, getting to know the city and some fellow students. At that time, I never gave it a thought, but some of those students that I met back then, our paths did cross in the future. In fact, that's all covered in a book I'm writing. When we arrived in Lviv, we spent little time there. In fact, by the early afternoon, we were on a bus heading to Kolomea to participate in a festival and celebrate Ivana Kupala. Ivana Kupala is a Ukrainian holiday which predates Christianity and falls during the summer solstice and corresponds to the holidays of other cultures, such as Midsummer and Saint Jean Baptiste, but falls on July 6th and 7th according to the Gregorian calendar, or June 23rd, 24th by the old Julian calendar. According to Ukrainian legend, it is on this night that somewhere in the forest, that magical flower of the fern blooms under the light of the moon. These flowers are said to be as brilliant as fire and bestow on those who find them the power to know where all the treasures of the earth are hidden. They can open a lock without a key, and if they are male, they can make any woman fall in love with them. I wasn't fortunate enough to have found that mythical flower that night, though I was introduced to other traditions of Ivana Kupala, such as jumping over the fire and catching a reef, which the girls of our group had woven and launched into the waters of the River Prut. The evening was filled with another kind of magic. It was a magic of friendship and a deeper understanding of what it was to be Ukrainian. I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured the holiday of Ivana Kupala.
Приступи, царенько, до
Was a traditional Kupala song performed for you by a group from Philadelphia by the name of Svitanya, and they are an Eastern European women's vocal ensemble from a CD called Svitanya First Light, and it's a compilation of very many different Eastern European folk songs, including that one from Ukraine, Tsarivna. Up next is Kalena from Winnipeg, and we're going back to the American Independence Day theme and cultural cross-genre tune from their CD theme. This is Stezhishko Moya Zydeko.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the tallest man in the United States is originally from Ukraine? The Guinness World Record Association measured Ihor Vovkovinsky at 7 feet 8.33 inches, that's 234 and a half centimeters tall, during NBC's The Dr. Oz Show. Ihor Vovkovinsky from Rochester, Minnesota, is 27 years old and is originally from Ukraine, but moved to Minnesota with his mother when he was 7 years old for treatment at the Mayo Clinic for a pituitary disease that spurred his rapid growth. Mr. Vovkovinsky now attends the Minnesota School of Business for a degree in paralegal studies.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network.
Driving home now, the way was running right there. Oh, driving my beat, I was feeling well. I don't give a damn to all the silly guns. I speeded up my gun, facing down and out. And on a sudden turn, I saw a beautiful girl, sexy and young.
Called Nonstop, with an original composition done very much in the American style. It's really not very recognizable as Ukrainian at all, no, is it? And that was called Night Cadillac, and it is from a CD called Ukrainsky Rokobilny Front. It is the first composition, or first compilation, rather, of Ukrainian rockabilly and psychabilly, and rockabilly certainly is very American. And coming up next, we're going to continue on that rockabilly theme. We have Tutti Tom from their first CD, which is self-titled, and a song that's kind of a meeting up of the Ozarks and the Rockies, perhaps, north of the border. Here they are now with Chumbara.
Хлопці порубали, ой, недавно оженився, усі люди знали. Чумбара, чумбара, чумбариня, де дівчина молода. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода. Мав же я дівчиноньку Марусеньку звали, вона мене сороченька шила й вишивала. Чумбара, чумбара, чумбариня, де дівчина молода. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода.
кашей лайвешевала. Кревулька, местебулька, ми бобі ще не знала. Стали всі питати, чи то свято, чи сиряк, бо було не знати.
Чумара, чумара, чумариня, де дівчина молода.
Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара.
Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода.
Не така рубака, а це мила вишивала голокостомака.
Чумара, чумара, чумбариня, де дівчина молода.
Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара.
Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода.
Shut up my mug, if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain. shirt out the mud. You feel adventurous and make it all Mountain Dew.
And continuing on with the American genre of bluegrass, done Ukrainian-Canadian style by Mickey and Bunny there, from their CD 24 Greatest Hits, and it was the very unmistakable hillbilly folk song Mountain Dew. And before them was the Ukrainian old-timers from their CD Ukrainian Hillbilly Music and Horoch s Kapustom, Peas and Cabbage. Now, carrying on with that American hillbilly theme, we've got the Interlake Polka Kings coming up next, with from sort of a vintage recording, but I couldn't resist this one because it's very much along the lines of what you just heard. For the Ukrainian impaired, there are a few English words thrown in, and if you don't know the song, then you'll still be able to get the gist from that. Here are the Interlake Polka Kings now with A Little Brown Jug.
Без гумбру, а я ром буде мати ласа хом. Та серце ми замерзло, зробило ти грамером, каям горівки я знайшов, райдові я відійшов. Ха-ха-ха, ти і я, ми гаряне в обидва, You've been home, bro, I are on. But I'm not the last one.
For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's NASHHOLOS. Well, our time together is about coming to a close, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Волю можуть лиш ті мати, що вміють її здобувати. And our proverb of the week translates as, liberty belongs to those who can win it. Very appropriate for our American listeners. Well, it's time to wrap it up, so in that vein, we have Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg with the Liberty Two-Step. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobachenia.
1, 2, 3, 4.